Now, in that state, he cries out. He says, I sink in deep mire where there's no standing. I'm coming to deep waters where the floods overflow me. Now, this were the floods of suffering. We started that way, born yonder in a stable, actually, which was apparently part of the inn. And I'm not sure, but what the stable part was as good as the other part in that day. And the other part was all public. At least he had a place where no one could see what took place except the cows and the oxen and the sheep. And they were better than that leering crowd that was in the inn that filled it. Now, what he's saying here is this. He began in suffering, and now we go to Nazareth, where he was brought up, we're told. Verse 3, I'm weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. My friend, those 30 years were times when his eyes were red with weeping. Why? Verse 4, and he quoted this, they that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. Have you ever noticed that this is one that is quoted in the Gospel of John, John 15, verse 25? And he's the one who quoted it, applied it to himself. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Now, they hated him without a cause. They had no justification for it. And we are told today that we are justified. And actually, we're saved today on the basis of fact that we're told that it's done freely. We have that translation in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus. And the word is the same as they hated me without a cause. And here it should be, being justified without a cause. That is, he didn't find anything in me that would say, oh boy, that fellow McGee down there, he's such a nice fellow, I'll justify him. There's nothing like that. He says he's a poor lost sinner, and there was no cause within me. Now they hated him without a cause, that I might be justified without a cause. What a wonderful truth there is here. Now, will you notice verse 5? O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from thee. Now somebody says, well, how in the world can that apply to him? You must remember, he not only came down here to take the place of a human being, but he came down here, though holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, there in those last few hours on the cross, he's made sin for us. And that's the thing that he was resisting in the Garden of Gethsemane. Let this cup pass. What cup? Well, that cup of sin, my cup, a cup of iniquity, the prophets talked about it, that's filling up. And he took that, and that was awful for him, comes natural for us. That song, doing what comes naturally. Well, for us it's sin, but for him it wasn't, you see. And that's the thing that makes this suffering here so terrible. Verse 6, let not them who wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those who seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Now, let me move on. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. You see, two reasons that he's bearing this. One reason is because of who he was, they hated him. Same reason that the sinner hates the righteous person today. The one thing that as a sinner you resist, it's that. And then the other reason is because of the fact that he's come to take that place, that low, humble place.